97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for joining us today. My guest is Michelle Castle, a cleansing and healthy lifestyle coach. Thank you for joining me, Michelle.
So glad to be here, Sharon. Thank you.
Michelle is an honor to talk to because Michelle is one of those women that everybody just admires because of her view on entrepreneurship. I introduced you, Michelle, as being a cleansing and healthy lifestyle coach. What is a cleansing coach?
A cleanse coach is somebody that teaches people how to detox their body and educates people about the impact of environmental toxins on our health, including our weight, our energy level, our sleep, our libido, our focus, our memory, and all kinds of things. So I'm very passionate about educating people about the importance of cleansing.
And looking at you, we can see that you walk the talk because you just look gloriously healthy.
Thank you so much. Yes, people have a radiance about them when they are cleansing. It's very nice.
Cleansing. What products do you use for the cleansing?
The product line that I endorse is called Isagenics, and Isagenics means balanced life. And so that's really what, you know, I use that as a tool, and many healthcare professionals use Isagenics as a tool. They find they can accomplish more with their patients and their clients than just recommending different, you know, supplements that they can get at the, you know, grocery store or things like that. That's a kind of a ready-made kit that achieves much more effective and quick results.
And when a person is cleansing, what are they doing to their bodies?
Well, the Isagenics program is a blood, liver, lymphatic, kidney, and colon cleanse. And there are a lot of different cleanses out there. You might have heard, Sharon, of like the Grandmaster cleanse or, you know, juice cleanses and things like that. And the problem with traditional cleansing, while it's very, very good for you compared with not cleansing, is it's similar to traditional diets. People tend to lose muscle when they're cleansing. So you think about it, you go days without having any protein. You're drinking, you know, salt water, cayenne pepper, lemon juice,
right,
and things like that, and you're not replenishing your body. So with the Isagenics program, the reason why I've chosen to endorse that program is because it's really an amazing way to build muscle and burn fat. And that, of course, is extremely anti-aging. As we age, you know, as women and men also, but women in particular, will lose a pound of muscle a year as we get older. And it's harder and harder. If you've been at the gym, you might notice it's harder and harder to get results than when you were younger. And so with that program, the whey protein that they use, it's imported from New Zealand. It's very, very bioavailable. And it's safe for people that are lactose intolerant and things like that. And so basically that program is amazing because you can actually build muscle and burn fat very easily and safely.
And how often should a person cleanse, Michelle?
The scientific advisory boards recommends at least once every other week.
Once every other week?
Yes, once every other week to do a cleanse day where you're drinking the Cleanse for Life drink and, you know, just giving your body a break. Because did you know, Sharon, that we encounter more toxins in one day than our grandparents did in their entire lifetime?
Oh, my gosh.
So it's just, you know, yes, my grandparents, you know, lived to be 89 years old and they ate, you know, bacon and eggs every day. But what was in that bacon? What was in those eggs? You know, the hormones, the pesticides, the steroids, all the different things, antibiotics that are being fed to the animals. And we're consuming that. There's a lot of research now actually indicating a very strong correlation between toxicity and the overweight health crisis that we're in the United States. In fact, I have this magazine right here, the alumni magazine of my alma mater, Boston University, called Why We're Fat. An unconventional expert thinks it's not just the calories, it's the chemicals. And Harvard had a similar study coming out showing that fat is now actually acting as an organ. It's because an organ is a group of cells that function, you know, and have a shared function. And fat in this extremely toxic environment is actually being used as an organ to protect our vital organs from toxicity. So we have these MRI photos showing the liver, the kidneys inside having what they call visceral fat, which is wrapping around the organs. And that's not even the fat that you can see on the outside, like the muffin top.
Right.
So, you know, cleansing helps to reduce visceral fat, which is very, very important because that's a correlation between visceral fat and all kinds of inflammatory diseases, autoimmune diseases. Most cancer is significantly decreased by, or the chances of getting cancer are significantly decreased the closer that you are to your weight, your ideal weight, and the less visceral fat that you have. So there's a lot to the whole cleansing thing.
We're going to talk about your business, but I'm curious to know, do you agree or disagree that in the United States in particular, the marketing, these products, people just believe what they see and don't know what they're doing to their bodies?
Yeah, I mean, people are, you know, I've been doing this since January 2005. And what I've seen is that people are really suffering in silence. So many people are exhausted. They've tried a lot of diets. And in fact, most obese people have gotten that way from dieting because that's the whole roller coaster diet. If you and I sat down and just ate cheesecake all day, we're not going to become obese. Becoming obese comes from losing muscle from dieting, losing muscle, and then gaining back the weight that you lost on your starvation diet or on your deprivation of calories. You lose the muscle. And then every time you lose muscle, you can eat less and less calories and stay at the same weight.
Oh my.
So people actually diet their way into being overweight. And then the other factor, of course, is these obesogens. This is the idea that because we have these toxins in the environment and they're coming into our bodies are trying to dilute those toxins. And consequently, we're holding on to fluid and fat to protect our organs. And so it's this, you know, ironic situation where we have people for the first time, more people overweight, okay, than underweight in the planet. And we have people being overweight and undernourished at the same time. And it's really the underlying cause between all this health crisis that we're in the United States, where, you know, one in four, and a lot of studies are showing more than that. That's a very conservative statistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one in four children under the born after the year 2000 will get diabetes. Diabetes type 2 is an absolutely preventable disease. It's a lifestyle disease related to what we eat. And so, you know, we're in this incredible health crisis, and it's related to largely our food supply and the toxicity that we encounter because of our convenience lifestyle.
Convenience lifestyle, mm-hmm. That's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in the lower areas of the world where there's just not enough money. Fast food is cheap, readily available, and I imagine children are having heart attacks. I've heard 19-year-olds dying of heart attacks because of their diets.
I just met with a nurse practitioner, and we both got teary-eyed about this because she said she specializes in women and children, and the mother came in to see her, and then she saw the child, and she said, "Would you mind if I checked your child?" And the child is 9 years old.
Michelle, let's take a break, and when we come back, let's find out about how you got involved in your business and also your attitude towards entrepreneurship, which is vast. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Michelle Castle, a cleansing and healthy lifestyle coach. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Michelle Castle, a cleansing and healthy lifestyle coach. Michelle, during our last session, you were talking so much about the toxins in the air and what we're doing to kill ourselves. My goodness. Let's segue now into your business. It's clear that you have a passion for health. What got you started into this business overall?
That's a funny question because people that have known me for a long time and they hear what I've been doing, you know, since January 2005, they think, well, how the heck did you get involved with that? Because I was actually working for nonprofits, running youth ministry programs, young adult leadership programs, and doing a lot with nonprofit. And I had actually gone to divinity school at Duke because I really wanted to serve. I wanted to make a difference in the world. And I had a lot of questions about the meaning of life and things like that. And so when people, you know, they call me like the church lady, you know,
the church lady,
how's she doing cleanse coaching? That's a weird thing. How did that happen? And what happened was I was really loving what I was doing and making a difference. And I began having kids. And I really wanted to have a lifestyle for my children where I could be home with them and I could, you know, send them to lessons and travel with them and things like that that really weren't available working in nonprofit. And so I really started reading some financial books and kind of learning about money and different ways of maybe investing and we did some real estate. We flipped some houses and things like that, ones that we were living in, which is not fun, especially when you have little babies.
Yes.
And so, you know, really kind of educate myself on how I could have a lifestyle that would serve the family, you know, that was the most important thing to me. And then when I got introduced to Isagenix, it was because I met this incredible woman at a leadership conference, in fact, and she was so radiant and so clear on what she was doing. It was like she had this light shining down her. I thought, my goodness gracious, what is she on? And I was, it was kind of a phrase, you know, but it was like literally she was on something. It was called Isagenix. Yeah. And so she told me about that and I just got fascinated. She told me about a business and a company that was in part owned by a woman, by a mom that was involved in every level of every corporate decision, that they knew that, you know, every decision they made was going to impact families. And she really, you know, captured my imagination. I'm very grateful because she became an incredible mentor to me and has to many women now. And so that's how I got involved in Isagenix. It was a rough transition for me because I really had a lot of toxic ideas about money, frankly. You know, I thought you had to make a difference. You sort of had to be broke for some reason. I don't know where I got that idea from. It was just sort of, you know, if you wanted to help the poor, you sort of needed to be
to
one.
Be
I don't
poor.
Know where I got that idea from, but, you know, it was just, you know, my husband was a social worker and I work, you know, and that's just what we did. We were kind of the nonprofit, like really seriously used car kind of people, you know? and then, you know, as I wanted more, but it was for my family. And when I realized, you know, that I could, be in a type of business where the more people that I would help, the more money that I would make, that made sense to me. And I saw an opportunity for myself. And I began, you know, at that time, we talked a lot about weight loss because with cleansing and with the Isagenix program in particular, people, you know, the clinical studies show that people lose an average of 7 to 14 pounds in 2 weeks. So, you know, that's a lot of what we talked about. And to this day, a lot of the coaching I do are people who want to lose some weight. You know, they've been told by their doctor they better drop some weight or something really bad's going to happen, or they've got a reunion or they've got a wedding or something. And so, you know, that's the kind of place where for a lot of people, they care about their health because of their appearance and their weight. You know, the more that I've learned about cleansing and about toxicity and more things about the various ways that we're big, you know, big farming and the way that they're using pesticides and herbicides and things like that and the impact on the children and things like that, I've become much more passionate about the mission and the information that we share with people about what's going on with the food supply. You know, recently Dr. Oz came out saying that he didn't think there was any nutritional difference between organic food and conventional food. And this, you know, hit like that community of, you know, kind of alternative knowledge, you know, was just kind of like, what does that mean? You know, and meanwhile, his wife only cooks organic for the family, which is ironic. But, you know, the thing is, regardless of the debate over whether there's actually more nutrition in organic food or not, the fact is, and this is how I feed my family and why I feed them Isagenix and organic food, is because we don't want, there's no question that there are less toxins in organic food than there are in conventional food. So to me, it's more like I'm getting my nutrition from Isagenix and I'm not poisoning my children with the food that I cook.
This is a good thing.
You know, yes, yeah. This is the less poison is better, you know, so that's sort of my thing. So it was sort of an interesting way to get involved with the business. It's sort of, I've heard it described as sort of like a diamond ring that you want, but it's in a paper bag and you see it and you're thinking, what is that? You know, and then it turns out that yes, this is a way that I could really fulfill my desire to make a difference in the world, to have an opportunity to grow in personal excellence and leadership and things like that, and also to provide the time, freedom, and the income that I have for my family.
And Michelle, since that time, you've become a very successful entrepreneur. Tell us about your passion for entrepreneurship. When did that start in your life?
Well, it's sort of in my veins, really, Sharon. I'm actually an immigrant myself. My parents moved here with me and my sister from Jamaica. You know, there was a lot of political unrest and they had two little daughters and there was a lot of violence going on in Kingston, Jamaica at the time in the early 70s. And so, you know, they could afford it. And so, you know, we came to the United States and they were very successful entrepreneurs in Jamaica, manufacturing cosmetics and being the largest manufacturer of cosmetics in the West Indies. And they did very well with that. But they left that, really sold it for pennies on the dollar for the safety of their children.
Really?
Yeah. So we came here and kind of started over. And so I watched my parents in a traditional business working very, very hard. They worked distributing, it was called blind made products. And they were products, cleaning supplies and stuff that were made by the blind. And so it was a great way of helping people, making a difference. And so I saw them working very, very hard. And so when I got my kind of spiritual questions addressed, and I had ended up with this career working for the nonprofits and everything. When I decided I wanted something different, entrepreneurship was a natural thing for me to do. And you know, I do believe, you know, dreams die every day in the world, and they have in the history of humankind. People have, you know, you could be the most positive person ever in a refugee camp. What are the chances? But here in America, regardless of your political leanings or whatever, you have an opportunity. If you have an idea, you have discipline, you have courage, you have faith, you're humble, so you can seek resources, you're coachable, you can live the American dream.
And that's what you've proven with your success for entrepreneurship.
Thank you.
We have about 30 seconds. Give us your contact information, Michelle.
My email is michelle@prosperitypartner.com, michelle@prosperitypartner.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Michelle Abraham Castle.
And Michelle has one L.
That's right.
When folks go to look you up.
Indeed.
Okay, thank you. Michelle, it's time for another break. And when we come back, let's hear some more about your philosophy of life and cleansiness and toxins in the air and everything else for your business. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Michelle Castle, a cleansing and healthy lifestyle coach. We will be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Michelle Castle, a cleansing and healthy lifestyle coach. Michelle, during our previous sessions, you mentioned weight loss, better sleep, focus, better memory. Tell us more about that.
Well, what's interesting is it's kind of ironic that we're given these bodies and they're just amazing. They are like better than any Ferrari or anything. They're incredible. And we shove Doritos and white sugar and partially hydrogenated oil and corn syrup in there. And we wonder why our beautiful Ferrari starts sputtering. And it's very important that people become proactive about their health, because in the current model, doctors are, you know, I love, you know, many doctors. I have dear friends that are doctors, and in my family, they get involved to help people, the vast majority of them. But what they're not trained in is nutrition. They're just not trained. It's not part of their curriculum. They're trained on pharmacology and anatomy and things like that. And so they don't know. So a lot of doctors consider nutrition alternative medicine. And that's sort of like saying, oh, I'm not going to, you know, worry about maintaining my air filter, my oil filter in my car until my car seizes up. Right. You know, it doesn't make sense. Like they consider you healthy when you don't have symptoms. And it's like waiting until your car literally is sputtering. And then you decide, oh, my goodness, I wish I had changed my oil filter. I wish I had changed my air filter. So I'm just encouraging people to think about their bodies and to be proactive about it. Think about it, Sharon. We brush our teeth. We get our teeth cleaned every 6 months. You know, we take a shower every day. We do all these things. We do laundry. We maintain our swimming pools and all of these things. Everything needs maintenance. Like, what are we doing for the inside of our bodies? It's very important. And relating to entrepreneurship, of course, I think it's just so important to become a student of success, you know, a student. And that's what I love about spending time with you, Sharon, is you're just so positive. And it's very important to surround yourself with positive ideas.
Thank you.
You know, if you start off in the morning with your, you know, cup of coffee and listening to, you know, news about terrible things happening, and that's what you go to sleep with the news on, you know, it's hard to have a magical day. It's hard to be inspired. You know, surround yourself with amazing people. Feed your body with incredible nutrition. Cleanse your body. Take care of the inside of your body and the outside of your body, and you will have a long and healthy, vibrant life. I really believe that.
And everyone can be as beautiful as you, Michelle, because I swear, if people see you, they're going to say, my Lord, that's a beautiful woman. It's amazing.
Thank you.
What would you say then, to wrap it up in this last minute, are your real secrets to success? I think you've touched upon it with your entrepreneurship passion, your studying, your knowing what it takes, the toxins in the air you know are bad. What would you give advice to people just to say, get out there and just do it?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of different things around there in the whole success community. One of the things I don't hear talked about that much is the idea of willpower. Willpower is very, very important. You can have a desire, you can have a dream, but if you don't have the habits and you don't have the discipline to say, no, I'm not going to do that, right? Insanity is repeating the same thing and expecting a different outcome. If you want what you have, continue doing what you're doing. But if you want something different, do something different. And sometimes it's going to take some willpower. It's a decision, it's a commitment, and it's using resources and plugging into something that's proven, you know, successful people that can mentor you.
Now let's end with your giving us your contact information one more time, Michelle.
Thank you so much. It's Michelle with one L at prosperitypartner.com is my email. And I'm on Facebook, Michelle Abraham Castle. Thanks so much,
Sharon. Beautiful. Michelle, you are a joy. Thank you so much for coming and talking with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. What an honor.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today has been Michelle Castle, a magnificent cleansing and healthy lifestyle coach. Thank you for listening.